Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. From the management panel, we have with us today Mr. S.K. Kandaria, Advisor of Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited, and Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay, Whole-time Director and CFO. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Satlej Textiles and Industries for the first quarter ended 30th June 2023. I trust that you are all doing well. With me on the call today is Mr. S.K. Kandaria, Advisor of Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited, and Stellar IR Advisors, our investor relationship team. We have already uploaded the investor presentation and hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. Let me start the call by giving you the financial highlights of the quarter gone by, after which Kandaria will fill you in with the business highlights as well as the industry highlights for the quarter ended 30th June. We have had yet another quarter where the overall demand-supply scenario has remained muted on the back of the global and domestic conditions. Most of our global markets are currently still recovering from an inflation-induced economic stress. I would also like to highlight that a year-on-year comparison is strictly not fair since the textile sector, and in particular, spinning industry, has been facing challenging times since Q2 FY23. Prior to this period, the business environment for the sector was extremely buoyant. Now, for Q1 FY24, our consolidated total income came in at 711 crores, which was 17% lower than Q1 FY23, which was on account of decline in demand. Gross profit stood at 282 crores, which was lower by 37% on year-on-year basis. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 39.67%, which is lower on year-on-year basis. However, has improved by 45 basis points compared to immediate previous quarter, Q4 FY23. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 5 crores as against 34 crores in Q4 FY23. As we have been updating you, our efforts at strengthening our balance sheet still continues. During the quarter, we have reduced our debt by 7 crores from 944 crores as against 951 crores in FY23. Our current debt-equity ratio continues to stay below 1 and currently stands at 0.87. Those were my opening remarks. I now request Kandaria to please take it forward with the business and industry updates.
Thank you, Rajeev, and thank you all for joining us today on this earnings conference call. As you may be aware, the textile sector in general and spinning industry in particular has been witnessing subdued consumer demand in domestic as well as in export markets since the second half of FY23 on account of high inflation and recessionary pressures in North America and Europe, creating severe demand-supply mismatch in exports as well as domestic markets, putting pressure on realizations and margins, and also leading to higher inventories with the mills as well as in pipeline up to retailers. The entire spinning industry is badly impacted, and we are no exception to it. Another thing that added to our woes is that we used to run about one-third of our total spinning capacity for highly value-added and profitable specialty cotton and cotton blended dyed and blend yarns meant exclusively for garment exporters in the country and for overseas markets. Besides, we used to have exports of highly value-added and profitable synthetic and blended yarns in our total portfolio of exports. However, as stated above, due to inflation and recessionary pressure in the U.S. and U.K., the overall exports of garments and other textile items from the country has been declining. In June quarter, it has tanked by 11% compared to previous year. Consequently, we have been forced to run spindles on low margin grey and other yarns. However, now it is heartening to note that we are seeing some trend reversal. Global retailers are continuing their efforts to reduce their inventory levels and are likely to start giving orders from the beginning of second half of this fiscal for their summer oblique spin collections. We also expect demand to improve to some extent in ensuing months on account of festive season for the domestic demand. I give you some of the figures that U.S. imports of apparel, U.S. global imports of apparel is down by 24%. European imports of global apparel is 22%. UK is down by 24%. So you can see that in such scenario, it is definitely the markets have been under pressure. When I said that the retailers are adjusting their inventory and are trying to reduce their inventory, again a figure, US apparel store sales is up 6% in June as compared to previous year. UK apparel store sales 6% up than by 2022. And as we said, our July exports of apparel is down by 20% compared to June 22. No, sorry, this is of the June. I think here it is written, it is the entire textile item. Okay. Apparel exports in which our lot of yarn goes is down by 20% compared to June 22 in June 23. Similarly, 14% compared to same period last year, July, this. Indian apparel exports in 2023 might remain in US dollar 14.8-15.5 billion rand, which is much lower than earlier years. So you can understand that the pressure, because of the in India also inflation is very high, in yesterday in RBI policy, they have increased the whole year inflation figure from 5.2 to 5.4%, if I am correct. Similarly, everywhere the inflation is still a challenge. So we hope that going forward it should come down. Second thing is that the macro indicators in India also remain resilient and economy is likely to clock 6.5% growth in GDP in FY24, and everybody is confirming this, that India will continue to grow at similar growth rates or even higher at least for next couple of years. And thus, India is a bright spot in the entire global economy. To conclude, I would like to say that due to strong headwinds, we have been experiencing turbulence and we are maneuvering to come out of it. I am confident that notwithstanding such temporary hiccups, we will again be on our growth journey. Thank you. And with that, we can take up your questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Hari Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Can you please throw some light on ASM, sir, American Silk Mills? And second question, sir, regarding our specialized yarns. Like, we are supposed to be less affected and compared to the commodity yarn players. But still, we are affected. What is the reason, sir?
Yeah. Can you please repeat your first question?
Throw some light on American Silk Mills, like US subsidiary.
American Silk Mills.
American Silk Mills. Oh, I see. You see, first I take up your the second question first, which is of the larger volume and other things, and which, as you said, that the niche products should be impacted less. So there I would like to say that our, as I mentioned, that our specialty product, which is the specialty melange and dyed cotton and cotton blended yarn, goes to the garmenters in India who manufacture the garment, and they export it. And majority of the export is to European Union and US. Since their demand there is, I have given the figures, that the demand there is so subdued that the overall exports has shrunk like anything. And whenever there is such type of things, they don't want a specialty. They want only commodity. And that is where that in such type of such unusual situations, the specialty yarn was impacted more. Similarly, in our exports of such yarn, the same situation comes there when the retailers are full of the inventories. And naturally, from wherever they want the garments, ultimately our yarn is going to different countries. They are not buying the garments, and that is the reason that this particular type, this cannot go in the commodity. This has to go on the value-added products. So because of such high inflation, people don't have money to buy high-end products. And that is why this has impacted much to us as compared to the commodity players. Because our margin was high, so that margin is not there. Commodity, in commodity we are still making. So we are like other herd. Everybody in commodity, and we have also come to the commodity. Otherwise, we always used to set ourselves apart from the herd. We were different. We have always been telling we are different. We are not like the normal spinner. So this is how this was impacted. So far American silk milk is concerned, and this is, we are doing whatever we can do, and we hope that going forward it should deliver some better results. This is what we can see right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Viraj, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please. Go on.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for throwing light, sir. I just had one question on the industry per se. I think most players within your industry are kind of facing similar headwinds. When do you see this turnaround? And do you think there is any larger systemic problem with the industry as we stand today? Because the government seems to be doing a lot at their end from policy perspective, but from ground reality, if you could throw some light on when do you think this industry will, kind of take a turn for the better? And second is, I think in your last call also you had spoken about the free trade agreements. Is there any progress on that that you are aware of, and is that going to help us in any way?
Okay. Thank you very much. And your first question, that the overall industry perspective and what do we think and why? You see, textile industry has always been a cyclical industry. In recent years, when earlier it was demonetization because the unorganized sector was there, then the GST, then US-China trade dispute, then the pandemic and so on. So you see, every now and then the Ukraine war, all commodities prices has gone heavier. So because there are certain things which have been happening here. Second thing, because of government initiatives and many state governments giving lot of incentives, lot of capacity just come up without taking into account demand and supply. So that is how all the time there is always supply pressure. This is the one part, because the demand is not increasing with the rate with which the spindles has increased. Second thing is that since the pandemic, everything has, inflation rate has been so high. As you see, the RBI interest rate has gone up so high. which not used to be like that. So since everything has gone high, people don't have so much money to buy, and it is a discretionary product. Because if one has to buy something necessarily for day-to-day things, he will buy first it. Cloth is not such a priority item, but of course, whatever is required, and these days the synthetic and other clothes have the longer life. So because of that, and secondly, there is too much volatility in raw material prices. So whenever said there is too much volatility in anything, people just keep watch and wait and watching. Suppose if I buy something today, whether tomorrow the prices are not going to go down. So until unless there is stability in any business, the things do not move at the normal pace. And this is what we have been seeing, that the cotton prices, which were 110,000 per candy, is now about 60,000. Earlier it went like anything, now then it came down like anything. In such situation, every time pipeline has the stocks and other things, they suffer losses. So now the things, raw material prices and other things are getting stabilized. And earlier we were talking that there is bound to be recession in the US. Then they said there are major possibilities, and now they are saying recessionary trend. So you see how the things keep on changing, because the times has been unusual. So ultimately I feel that the most of the things are behind us, and now going forward I think gradually it will stabilize, and once the price stability is there and the inflation comes down little bit more, I think it will continue, industry will continue to flourish, number one. Second big opportunity for India is the China plus policy. You must have read that China is in deflation now. And that is giving a good opportunity to India to increase its exports. Besides, everybody in foreign countries want China, one policy. They are looking for the larger capacities here. But since they themselves were in trouble because of their energy crisis, you have seen because of Ukraine, how much fuel cost went, their gas price and all that. So when they come back in normal level, they don't have any other choices except 2-3 countries. So India is a bright spot because India has a stable economy. We are continuously growing. So with those type of things, I think that going forward, textile industry will have a bright future. Our GDP growth is bound to be continuously 6.5, 7.5, something like that. Today morning, if I was reading somewhere that for years to come, and everybody knows that India is a bright spot in world economy. Secondly, we have such a about 1.4 billion population. Even that requirement is so high, but it is tapered down temporarily because of inflation and other factors. And because people lost a lot of money in pandemic on treatment and all those type of things. They lost their whatever money they have saved for the rainy days. So first of all, they are again building their coffers. So all these things are little bit behind us, and I am very much hopeful from next financial year or so, textile industry will again be in a pink. This is the only question.
FTA, if there is any.
FTA, yes. I tell you about the FTA. Government of India is pursuing hard. UK FTA is likely to be concluded sooner than in any other FTA. Besides, with the other countries also, because government of India wants that India's exports should grow. This is the labor-oriented industry, provides a lot of employment. They are giving specific focus, and it is very clear to them, until unless we increase the exports, and this is the opportunity, because of China one policy and other things, PLI scheme has given earlier, tough was there. So Indian textile industry largely modernized to a larger extent as compared to 5 years back. So they are also pushing all the FTAs, and I am sure that earlier there were very slow progress, now they are pushing it very hard, and going forward we should see the results. And that will be helpful for India. Thank you.
So would that also help our company? The FTAs?
Help us.
Will the FTAs help us?
Yes, definitely. You see, there are different, as a country, if you are talking, then there are different things. If suppose a wine manufacturer will ask me, it will hurt him. But so far, textile manufacturer is concerned, definitely we are going to be benefited.
Thank you.
the countries from with whom we are now talking about the FTA, they don't have the textile production like us. Earlier, when we had the FTA with Asian countries, which they themselves were our competitors, they had rather backfired. Now it is not so.
Noted, sir. Noted. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your answer. And all the best for the forthcoming quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Neeraj from White Pine. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. So the question is that one on the home textile business, can you tell us what was the capacity utilization for the quarter?
It may be, let me check.
8.9.
Capacity
utilization is around 50%.
Around 50%. As of now, it is around 50%. And we are trying to improve upon it.
So if you see, even the last quarter was around similar numbers, but your EBITDA improved in this quarter. So what led to the improvement in this home textile margins?
You see, we have one Nestera brand, as you know. And then we have focused on the more value business. You see, if the 50% is the same, it is we have improved the product mix. We are focusing more on the Nestera. We are focusing more on exports. So that is how our performance has improved with the same capacity utilization.
Sir, how much would be the Nestera sales of the total sales that you have done as a percentage?
Huh? Well, because it is still, you see, it is a specialty product in a different segment, retail segment. It goes to the retailers. So it is total ka kitna percent hoga?
10-15%.
It is still picking up because establishing such type of the business module and all that. So initially one has to struggle, I think about it is 1.2 crores.
Four crores for the quarter.
It is 4 crores for this quarter, for the Nestera. So that you can say 16 crores for the whole year if it is the proportionately. But you see that this type of business, once it grows up, because it's a consumer-driven business, it has to go to retailers and the cut segment and all that. Initially, it has to grow very slowly. But the number of formats of the retailers which has increased is increasing, and that is very satisfactory, and we hope that going forward this will have a good business.
But sir, a 4 crore revenue on a home textile revenue of 45 crore or so, it is just 10%. Should it have a meaningful impact on having the EBIT margins impacted?
We are basically always have been, our major focus has always been spinning. Revenue of home textile is definitely always less than the overall revenue.
I'm talking from the EBIT margin of home textile.
Home textile is a big segment. We are in curtains upholstery. In not like that other volume business like sitting and other things. And it is a niche business. Design and all those type of things play a lot of part in it. And since it was struggling since years, we have taken a new formats. We have developed a little bit more exports. So there we have changed little bit. We have made little changes and that will hopefully show the results in going forward.
Got it. And how is the growth looking in Nestera going forward?
Nestera.
Yes, it is. We hope that that's why we have started this, and we hope that it is bound to grow. But you see, initially the growth will be slow. Initially the growth in such type of business is slow, and one has to cater to that initially. And once everybody comes to know, as the people comes aware about it, gradually such type of business grows. So growth may be, say, initially it may be 20% growth from where we are here. Then it may pick up from that base, 20% will be much more. So exactly speculating on the growth figures at this point of time, first of all, we have been able to establish our quality. We have been able to create a wider network of retailers. Our books on design books has gone to them. They have started sending orders to them. And that is the satisfactory thing for us. Ultimately, these things are bound to result into profitable and other growth.
Okay. So the last question is on, you said there are some green shoots of the demand emerging in the US. So can you elaborate that one?
Green shoots and demand in the US.
Yes, demand in the US, is, I have already mentioned that the retailers have started adjusting their inventory. And we hope that for spring and summer, normally they place the order sometime in October or something. So you see that once the demand starts there, and once the inventories are over, naturally they will require to after de-stocking, they will require to stock the inventories. So that demand, once the demand starts, it will continue.
So is it right to say that?
Earlier, earlier when the pandemic was there, they were having a lot of stocks. First they wanted to adjust because uncertainty was there. Nobody knew that when it will be over. Then something pent up demand came. Then they further stopped. Okay, everything is now okay. They stopped. But demand petered out. So now they are first adjusting. In uncertainty, nobody wants to keep stocks. Now they see that things are getting normal, that recession, which was supposed to be certain in US, is not like that. The recessionary trend pressure is there, but it is coming. Coming under control. It is coming under control. The people are hopeful now that things will start moving now, and that's why we hope that the US demand will start coming. I don't say that it will be as usual in October itself, and it is our hope that spring and summer order will start flowing from October, and that should keep on increasing. And say it may take another 6-12 months when the demand may be normal.
Okay, sir, I got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Hari Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, one more follow-up question, sir. Regarding this technical textiles, even these tough times, some of them are making decent money. Is the company planning to enter that segment, sir?
It's a technical textile, again, is a big sector. And we keep on evaluating different options. Earlier we had evaluated sportswear. And we were thinking about that also, but pandemic came in. So we always keep on evaluating the opportunities. But since overall market conditions are so bad, so temporarily there is a setback. But we keep on evaluating, so we have technical textile is one of the areas in which we are focusing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Viral Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. I have a few questions. The first question is, what is the cotton yarn spread for this quarter?
Viral, sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is breaking. May I request to come in a better reception area and speak through the handset, please?
Okay.
I will not be able to give you this figure right now, but you can send an email, we will send you the reply. Because the prices has been so fluctuating, but of course for this quarter we will be aware. But right now I don't have that, and we will send you the email. You please send the email.
Okay. So another question is, was there any inventory hit we took in this quarter? What was the extent, if you can quantify it?
Now you see, so far inventory hit is concerned, our stocks are always valued at cost or marketed, whichever is lower. So always that has been on the cost basis, and the markets, though it has been coming down, but it has not come down that it has to go down below cost. I don't think in normal cost, say, you can say that suppose if I was selling something at 100 rupees and today if I am selling at 80 rupees, that is a hit in profit. But since that inventory itself was valued at about 70, so then so far as the accounts are concerned, there is no hit. profit has already been hit because I would have been selling at 100 rupees, which I am selling at 80 rupees. But my costing is, stock is valued at 70 rupees only because it is valued at cost only. So then I think that in most of the qualities, the rates are still either at cost or above cost.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Is there any further question? I will join the queue. Okay.
Actually, you see that the only impact which comes is that until unless you sell it, the profit in that stock does not transfer to the profit.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Kandel for closing comments.
Thank you all those who have asked very interesting questions. And to conclude, I would like to say that we have been suffering, industry has been suffering, but I always believe that no night can be so longer that it can stop the breakout of the day. So I think we are in the latter part of the night, and we hope that we will soon see the daylight, and that is what I can hope today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.